Hey friends, guess what time it is? It's wonder time! Come on, let's go on an adventure together! In today's wonder time, we are asking the question, what do I say when I witness? Have you ever wanted to tell someone about Jesus, but you didn't know what to say? Begin by telling about God. He is the Creator who made us special. Tell about how God loves us and how He is perfect and lives in heaven. Then talk about sin. Sin is when we disobey God. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, "For all have sinned." We were all born with a want to sin. Our sin separates us from God. And someday, everyone that is separated will be punished forever in a terrible place called hell. Next, talk about Jesus, God's only Son. Tell about how Jesus, who was perfect, died on the cross to take our punishment for sin. He was buried, and on the third day, He came back to life. When you believe in Jesus, you can be saved from the punishment of your sin. Then you can ask, would you like to believe in Jesus today? Before you can tell someone else how to believe in Jesus, you need to be sure that you have done that. And if you've never told Jesus that you believe He died for you, you can do that right now. And then you can tell others how to believe in Jesus just like you did. Let me tell you a story to help you to remember that you don't have to be puzzled about what to say when you want to witness to others about Jesus. When I was a young girl, I really wanted to share the good news with others. But there was just one problem. I didn't know what to say. My Sunday school teacher at the time always said, "You must share the gospel," or "Find at least one person this week to share the gospel with." Every time I heard that, I had no idea what to do. I had already believed in Jesus for a few years by then, but it always puzzled me when someone said that it is our responsibility to share the gospel. And then one day, someone taught me what the gospel is. The word gospel simply means good news, and the good news is that God loved you and I so much that He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come to earth to live a perfect life, and then to take the punishment of sin for the whole world by dying on the cross. The Lord also made a way for us to have eternal life, which means that we will live forever in heaven someday, by rising from the dead on the third day. So when we believe in Jesus and ask Him to be our Savior, we are forgiven of all our sin, and we get to live with God forever in heaven someday. We are almost at the end of today's Wonder Time. But before I go, I'd like to ask you a question. The question for today is, what could you tell someone about God, about sin, and about Jesus? The question for today is, what could you tell someone about God, about sin, and about Jesus? Yesterday, your challenge was to pray for the person whose name you wrote down, that God would give them a want to know Him. Today, your challenge is for you to pray that God would give you the opportunity and courage to share the good news about Jesus with them. Today, your challenge is for you to pray that God would give you the opportunity and the courage to share the good news about Jesus with them. And now, let's talk to God together. Dear God, thank you for the good news that I can tell others about. about how you love them and how Jesus died for their sins and came alive again. In Jesus' name, amen. This is the end of today's Wonder Time, but guess what? We will be back really soon, so don't miss out. Make sure you join us for the next Wonder Time. And remember, God loves you. Bye.